Take that, President.
Oh, sorry, man. Here we are, locked in the dungeon.
Take them prisoner and don't let them out until I tell you.
President Pip, I've done everything I can to get them to let us go.
Goodness me, he certainly is cruel. I never thought the Gnome King would do this to me. You know, I'm the president of the land of make-believe anyway. Goodness me. Here we are in this strange place and it's so dark I can... I feel so unnecessary, Story Man.
All right, President Tip. Just be brave. Clickety Clack is brave. See him?
Well, he's made of wood. Goodness me, he never worries about a thing. Oh, Story Man, there must be some way to get out of here. Clickety Clack, Little Gingerbread Man, where's the Little Gingerbread Man?
Here he is, Little Gingerbread Man. You're not frightened, are you?
Certainly, he wants to get out, and so does Mr. Murphy. Well, don't start crying. Whatever you do, be a brave little bugler man.
Yes, we must all be brave now.
Oh, see, President Pip. Well, goodness me.
What is it, President Pip?
My name is written right here on the wall. I was just reading it.
Why, how does that happen, President Pip?
Well, remember a long time ago I was here before?
Oh, I do remember that they took you prisoner.
I'm just going to erase this name right now. I don't want it on this wall.
Very well, President Pip. There must be some way of escaping. What is that?
Well, it looks like a bird. Looks like a bird. It is a bird. Flutter right in through the window. Why, it's a pigeon. Sorry, man, it's a pigeon. Oh, I think it's one of our carrier pigeons from the air castle. Have you a piece of paper, Story Man?
I think so. Here. There's a little notebook.
I want to write a note and send it. I'll tell you what we'll do.
Yes, President Pip.
You know, Mr. Arn is very strong.
Oh, yes, Mr. Arn is tremendously strong. He's a very powerful man.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send a note to Mr. Arn. Where's my pencil? Dear Mr. Arn, we are being kept prisoner in the Gnome King's palace in the terrible, awful dungeon. Please come... and help us get out. And be very careful so that the gnomes won't take you prisoner, too. Signed, President Aloysius Wimbledon, Washington, Lincoln, McPhip.
Now, do you think the carrier pigeon will take that note to Mr.
Absolutely, positively, yes, indeed, yes, indeed. That's just what that carrier pigeon is for. See, isn't that a nice pigeon?
Very wonderful bird, indeed.
Goodness me, Story Man. It won't fly out. Shoo! 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 There it goes, out the window. Well, goodness me. This blew out, and pretty soon perhaps we'll hear what we shall hear. Oh, Story Man, look at those little gnomes. They're coming over closer to us. They're looking right through the cage. Now, you just leave us alone.
Quickity Clack is frightened. Never mind Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy. They're not going to come in here for us.
Oh, they're looking right through the door. See, right through that square hole in the door with the bars in it. Oh, Story Man. What are they going to do?
Never mind, President Pip.
I'll just have to tell them something. You little gnomes don't know what you're doing. I'm President Aloysius Wimbledon, Washington, Lincoln, McPhip. President of the land of make-believe. Yes. If you don't treat me nice, I'm liable to punish you some way. See what they're doing? They're laughing at us and everything. Shoo! I wish you'd go away from here. Why don't you go away from here?
Why, they're strange-looking little fellows, aren't they?
Strange-looking? I'm almost tired of seeing them. Oh, if Mr. R would only get the note and come to our rescue.
Why doesn't he hurry?
Oh, I do hope the pigeon arrived safely and brought the message to him.
Never mind, Bugler Murphy. I don't think the gnomes are going to harm us. They just want to keep us prisoner.
You go and tell the Gnome King that he's... I don't know. I better not say anything. Goodness me. He might make it worse.
Yes, President Pip. He might keep us here forever.
Well, I don't think he will, because pretty soon Mr. Arn will be coming to the rescue.
Clickety Clack seems to have a great deal of faith in that little carrier pigeon.
What's that?
Whoa.
It's Mr. Owl. He's breaking the walls down. Oh, he's powerful, isn't he?
Oh, that's what he's doing. Oh, those little elves and gnomes are scampering every direction.
Oh, look at that flying. Oh, the stone tumbling here. Tumbling clear out of the wall. Oh, see, they're all running away. They're all running away. Goodness me. Ah!
Hmm.
Mr. Un.
Hmm. What do you do here?
Oh, what do we do here? We're waiting to get out. Oh, and thanks to you, now we can go off. Hurry up, clickety-clack, and story man, whatever you do. Goodness me.
Mr. Un, it was very wonderful of you.
Oh, bird fly window, come say, Mr. Un, please come to break down the house.
Oh, I didn't know what the note said, but I'm certainly glad you did. Just look at the Gnome King's palace now. And scared them so they all ran, and the Gnome King took his crown and under his arm and ran as fast as he could. Heh! You better not trifle with President Aloysius Wimple in the cup. Do you think so, Story Man?
I should say not. Not when we have a powerful man like Mr. To come and break the very walls down of our prison.
Mr. I'm going to make you the biggest medal you ever had in your life for bravery and for loyalty.
Oh, fine. I'd like very much to eat medals and syrup.
What?
I'd like very much to taste the good medals and syrup.
Oh, you don't know what we're talking about. You can't eat medals and syrup. I guess you must be thinking about waffles or something.
Oh, you make a fine medal for meadowlark.
No, not a meadow. Not a meadow. A medal, a round medal, looks like a coin, only it's different. You wear it. Look at any fact that's going along. Oh, Strayman, isn't this a strange looking place here? What's that there? What's that sound? Oh, I wonder what that is. Looks like a goozlewog. On the other hand, it might be a plippity ploppity plip.
Might be a what?
Might be a plippity ploppity ploppus. One of those funny little animals that lives under the ground. Has wings, but it never flies. Goodness me, has fins, but it never swims.
Very strange creatures under the ground. Clickety Clack is walking straight ahead, paying very little attention to anything. Where's the little gingerbread man?
Oh, where's Gingerbread Man? Oh, Ginger.
His name isn't Ginger. He didn't like that name.
Oh, come fast. Cinnamon Man. Cinnamon.
No, not Cinnamon either. Where is he?
Here he comes. Hello, little Gingerbread Man. Were you very frightened?
Yes, he was very frightened. Clickety Clack was the bravest one. Bugler Murphy nearly cried one.
Well, he's happy now, so everything is all right. Thanks to Mr.
Oh, Mr. Very brave man. Oh, very, very brave, fine big man. Oh, what did that? Oh, I ran a fire. Oh, big awful mouse. Oh, Mr. Very afraid. Oh, goodbye.
Well, goodness me. Here we were just talking about how brave he was, and the little mouse scared him clear out of this cave. There he goes as fast as he can go. Just goes to show you, goodness me. He's brave when it comes to facing lions, but when he sees a mouse, he's so frightened he hardly knows what to do.
Oh, here we are at the exit, I think, President Pip.
Oh, exit. Exit President Pip and the Aircastle family from this place. Story men, we could have taken those diamonds if we wanted to have been real mean, but we're not that way.
Oh, I should say not, President Pip. That wouldn't have been right at all, would it?
No, I know it. Certainly not. That's no way to get even with anybody. Fact of the matter is, the best way to get even is to just leave him alone. I found that out. Didn't you?
Oh, many times, President Pip. Oh, it seems good to be out in the fresh air again.
Isn't it nice out here? I should say so. There's the air castle. Now we can go across the drawbridge.
Oh, clickety clack. See, there are your flower gardens. Aren't they beautiful? Little flower beds everywhere.
I should say. Certainly, he and Bugler Murphy certainly take fine care of their flowers.
Ah, we go upstairs, up through the hallway. Oh, my, it seems good to be in here. It's nice and cool, too, isn't it, President Pip?
Yeah, sometimes it gets too cool. When the winter weather comes on again, we'll have to build a fire in the big fireplace, and we'll have to sit around and tell stories and eat apples, and goodness me, we'll have wonderful times, won't we?
I should say. The land of make-believe is most beautiful. After it snows, my, it just sparkles and sparkles and sparkles.
Well, Mr. Holmes, I guess you're going to stop off at the kitchen and cook us some nice cookies or something.
Oh, Mr. Aunt, too afraid not can cook nothing.
What's the matter? Didn't you get over your fright yet?
Oh, no. Very bad, wicked animal chased me fast.
Oh, you mean that little mouse?
Oh, mouse, very naughty.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess you'll never get over that.
Well, President Pip, here we are in the tower room, and the magic bells are ringing for all the good little girls and boys everywhere because they are so good. For the little girls and boys who may have been naughty because they are not going to be naughty anymore. Clickety-clack seems very, very tired.
You know, that reminds me of that song that you sang about Bye, Sleepy Bye. Would you sing that for me, Story Man, and maybe I can go to sleep?
All right, President Pip, I'd be very, very glad to.
Mother's song, though the day seems long, it will right or wrong. Music from above, so filled with love, I'm dreaming of that.
Asleep and the magic bells are ringing. It's time to go back to the land of every day. Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.